Hey, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you haven't had a chance to read my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, it's actually available for free if you have Kindle Unlimited. And if you don't, I think it's only like $3.99. So it's basically free, guys. Get a hold of it. How ordinary people can build extraordinary wealth. And thanks for listening. So we've all heard this idea that, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. I think I've actually repeated this to people. Do what you love and the money will follow. Because there's times where I find myself loving what I do. And so I go, well, that must be true. But if I'm honest, you know, that's not, I've always done what I needed to do to make money. You know, I wasn't necessarily... My goal from early on was to figure out a way to make my own money, to like not need a job. This was a problem for me when I was a kid. I'd go to career day and they say, hey, what do you want to be? And I'm like, I don't know, cop or fireman. It's kind of the what you go to when you don't know what you want to do or if you're not good at school, right? Cop or fireman. Now, I know some people want to be a cop. I kind of thought that would be fun. I had a little bit of police experience in the military as a military police, and we would work with, you know, on base you have all the same civil problems, that domestic violence, stealing, all that stuff. Soldiers are just people. They commit crimes, they rape, steal, kill. And so you have military police, but the secondary role of the military police is to perform combat police duties. And so I spent most of my time deployed in combat zones and of that nature. And so I did a lot more war zone policing than actual policing. But that was something that I thought I wanted to do. But what I really wanted to do is I just wanted to own my own business. The problem was I didn't care what it was in. Like, I started a lawn care business. Why? Because it was a quick way for me to make money and it was my own business. You know, and I would have been happy to take that and expand it and maybe add irrigation and add some sort of, you know, and just keep adding things and adding people to help me. And I could have built a business around this idea, you know, with a truck and a lawnmower. And I was going to do that. But while I'm doing that, you know, I had been introduced to network marketing early on. And my only interest in it was that it was cheap. But truth be told, I actually don't like network marketing. I don't like my friends pitching me. Most, you know, the people that are in it don't bother to learn how to sell. They don't bother to learn how to do branding. They're just throwing a bunch of stuff up there. But one thing the industry does do is it preaches, even though most of the people don't actually do it, it preaches this idea of personal development, of self-help, of, you know, motivation and learning, teaching yourself, learning, buying courses and on how to sell and how to, you know, how to have a good, the miracle morning and how to think positive and think and grow rich and the science of getting rich and all these things. And that's how I got exposed to that. I wasn't exposed to it in high school. My dad didn't tell me, you know, my dad doesn't do like I do with my son. Like, I'm raising my son, telling him, hey, dude, you can be rich as you want to be. There is nothing holding you back in this world but you. Anyone can just go buy a web domain, set up a website, get an autoresponder, put themselves on there, start podcasting, write a book, publish it on Amazon. I mean, there's nothing in this world other than just you and saying, hey, I don't want to do that. I don't want to bother to learn that. But anyone can do these things. Shoot, I do it. I've got a book on Amazon, you know. I haven't sold a lot. I've sold over 50,000 books through the mail. I've only sold a couple hundred on Amazon, to be honest. And I don't really care. I'm at that point in life. Now, I mean, it's, you know, what do you make a dollar on a book? It's like, whatever. I'm just using it to, as like a business card or expose my, it's just a chronicle of my life. A life worth living is a life worth documenting. You know, my kids might want to know what their dad, or my, more likely my grandkids or great grandkids. They can be like, hey, look at my grandpa. He was a hustler. Maybe they can find some inspiration in that. And so that's why I write it. I'm a horrible at grammar. The grammar Nazis always let me know that. It's funny, I have more money than most of them, so I don't know what the self-righteousness of grammar Nazis. I know this, that being good at grammar doesn't equate to you making more money. It can, and I should, and it's a weakness of mine, and honestly, I just don't care. I don't know how to say it any other way, man. I just don't care. I just write the way I write. If you want to read it, read it. If you don't, you know, piss off. It's literally where I'm at in this time and day and age. I'm only looking for people who are looking for me, and I ain't got nothing to sell you. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to tell people this idea of, hey, you don't have to die broke, man. You can invest your money just like the rich. You don't have to follow the schemes and scams of the government and society and the way they want you to do everything. You don't have to choose, well, I'm self-employed, so I don't have a retirement, and so you just don't do anything for retirement as if you're not capable of doing retirement unless some other grown person sits you down like you're a child. Like, I think hearing it that way should motivate you, not make you dislike me. I'm telling you, it's so easy. Like, you just need an eighth grade education and you can begin investing your money the way rich people invest. And here's what rich people don't do. Rich people don't call you or ask a stranger, hey, what should I invest in? Rich people don't do that. They investigate. They learn. They invest in things that only they understand. Warren Buffett only recently, after he's like 80 years old, did he ever invest in tech companies. Why? Because he didn't understand them. So if you look at my stock portfolio, it's made up of cigarette companies. Why? I understand the business. Like, I followed along during the lawsuits. I glance through their books. I'm not an expert, but I can read the analysis at the end. I pay for services that help explain a lot of this. And I can see how strong they are. I can see they can pay the dividend. I like the company. People in my family smoke. I see people using it. I understand the business of selling cigarettes, so it's easy. They pay a dividend. I invest in cigarette companies. I live in Texas. I understand oil. And so I'm not obsessed with building this stock portfolio that's balanced between bonds, and I don't need all of that, bro. I invest in things that I understand. Those things pay me cash flow. It's also one of my rules. Invest in things that pay you cash flow. Well, I mean, do you understand how storage facilities work? Do you understand how mortgages work? So there's plenty of things that you can invest in. You got to pick and choose which one it is. Now, the way I do it is I pick sectors that are doing, if I have money to invest, I always ask myself, where can I get the most bang for my buck? First thing I do is I look at things I already own. So in my portfolio, I have over a dozen rental properties. I have, you know, dozens of stocks. I have certificates. There's money market accounts. There's muni bonds. There's all these things, these assets that people, anyone can buy. Anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, using online platforms can invest in crowdfunding, apartment buildings, REITs, index funds. Like, if the universe is unlimited. So instead of letting that confuse you, what my message is pick something and learn about it, and then spend the rest of your life investing in things that you understand. And so if you don't understand, read. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. It tells its followers, you're supposed to study the Bible. Well, the money is yours. Your money is your money. And what you do with your money is an extension of you, right? And so my message is, you should take this absolutely serious. If you cut trees down for a living, you can invest. Like, get it? It doesn't matter what you do. If you work at Walmart, you can be investing. And you don't have to participate. Here's the other thing, too. You don't have to participate in a 401k plan. If you don't like it or don't understand it, just don't do it. Just take all of your check, get all of your money, and then take your money and invest it in things that, you know, something that I did never learn. I mean, I know now, but early on, here's the funny thing. You know, really rich people? I don't mean guys that got a couple mil. I mean rich guys, guys that are sitting on 50 million, 30 million, 20. I think if you have more than 10 million, you're really rich, right? Like, that's a lot of damn money. So guys that have $10 million, they don't have their money in 401ks. They don't have their money, you know, in annuities. This is for common people. This is for people who give up any idea that they're going to be self-aware and self-control and study and spend their life understanding the things they invest in. This is for people who just say, no, I'm just going to go to work. I'm going to work, you know, till I'm 65, and I'm going to let other people who, you know, manage my money. That's not how Elon Musk invests. Elon Musk first invests in Elon Musk, and then he invests in his business, right? And I'm sure he owns shares and other things, and I'm sure he owns other things, but he's not doing the 401k. Really rich people invest their money differently. They own assets that are tax sheltered. They're not investing money to get tax discounts because they don't get any of them. You know, they're buying bigger ticket items. And it never occurred to me, well, it did now, but in the past it hadn't occurred to me, holy shit, I can invest like rich people. Like, I don't have to have this diversified thing. I could buy 20 rental properties and that's my retirement. That's what I'm doing. Oh, I could buy, you know, six of those and then I could buy some stocks, or I could, in the stock market, I only buy index funds because that's, well, that strategy works. And so I'm a invest in my business, and then over here I'm just going to throw $1,000 every month at an index fund, and I don't know anything about that, but I understand that America goes up. See, an index fund is understanding business. You're understanding that you don't know which one you want to pick. You realize you don't know, and so you just pick them all, right? Well, as I matured and I aged and my understanding of finances and my businesses became successful, I didn't have anyone from HR to sit me down, because all I wanted to ever do was just be in business for myself. And that's how I got pulled into network marketing. A guy says, you know, hey, it's like less than $100, dude. And then I went to the meeting and they drew the circles and I got crazy excited. First thing I did is I came home and told my dad, and my dad obviously knew about it long before I did. And he'd been pitched throughout the years, and my dad's not into that kind of stuff. And so he immediately shot me down and says, what are you, an idiot? You just got scammed, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know, I kept it, and I kept going to the meetings, and the meetings were always cool, and they're like, hey, you should look sharper, you should dress sharper, hey, you should read this book, The Science of Getting Rich, hey, you should read this book, Think and Grow Rich. No one else was giving me books to read like that, dude. I know that sounds crazy now, because you got characters like Grant Cardone and all these people on the, you know, on the internet, and it's in every, you see it every day, it's so easily accessible. But back when I was younger, dude, these were cassette tapes. Like, there's no websites to go to. You're buying these guys' success, these cassette tapes. And I began to buy them up, man. I would, you know, Tony Robbins was big then. And there's all these guys. We don't need to go down the list. But then I got into this network marketing MLM culture. And there were, Dexter Yeager was a big one. And this guy had such a huge sales organization, you know, downline, people in his organization, that he sold a cassette tape. He sold a cassette tape. You could sign up for it. It was like $10 or $15 a month. He had thousands of people ordering his motivational cassette tape. It's like 1 hour. It's like me here talking to you. It's like, and he had thousands of people paying him $10 a month. These people were also in his downline. And all of a sudden, there's this idea that, hey, you can make money around the fringes of network marketing. Like, you can make money not being in network marketing, but selling motivational information to people in network marketing. This is what you see people like the Cardones and the Tony Robbins. A lot of the people that are listening to their stuff are either in sales or direct sales or now affiliate marketing. They're pitchmen. They're little mini-me's running around wanting to be pitchmen, people like me. And so I got into it. Well, along the way, one day I'm at home and it's late at night, I'm up reading a newspaper, and I see an ad in there, how to make $5,000 or $10,000 a month from home. It's like, oh shit, I'd like to make five, you know. I'm 19 years old, 18 years old. And and I respond, and I get this 4-page sales thing, and in there, this guy has a cool little sales pitch, and it's basically, he's like, look, it's $19, and I'll send you my 2 cassette tapes in my booklet. It's going to show you how to make $5,000 or $10,000 from home. Cool. I send him $20 now. I get back these 2 cassette tapes and this booklet entitled Chaos to Cash. And it tells the story of this average guy who wanders around in life, can't get anything going, can't, you know, he has no experience, he has no college. He joins this MLM deal and learns how to do it, and he becomes Captain Cash. And it's like a cartoon almost. It was really cool, actually. Chaos to Cash, it was called. And then in there was a message, and I call and listen to it. It's like a 20-minute message. And it's this guy, his name's Joe Schroeder, and he pitches, hey, you know, if you'd like to continue on, if you like what you read, I'd like to share some more information with you. It was $99. So he's it's his buttering up process. I went from free to sending him $20 to then sending him $100. Now, right here is where everyone goes, oh, this is a scam, and they bail out. Not me, man. I'm the dummy that sends him $99. Why? Because in my heart, I can see money everywhere. Why does it have to be so hard? Surely there's people like me. I'm not the only guy in America who's gonna send $20 or respond to this ad. I bet there's people all over America just like me. So if people who were in my sales organization have heard me say this idea that I'm only looking for people that are looking for me, that goes back to the day when I was 19 or 18 years old and I responded to the magazine ad. I soon then went off to the Army and I paid him $100 and I got that part. I took the material with me. Like, I didn't join the MLM, but I took it with me. I took the cassettes with me. I took them to Iraq. And I listened to them over and over and over. Because these two cassettes were about using your mind and thinking positive and being successful, that you can do it. Just find, you know, you need to find a business that's easy to get into, that you, you know, has a possibility of high returns, and you know, work on yourself and you can build this business. And I just believed it. Like, I just decided to believe it. And I decided, I'm not going to college. I'm gonna figure out how to sell things. At the time, it was by mail. I'm gonna do what this guy does. Because what this guy does is amazing. Because I truly felt like, for $20, he had given me more than they had given me in 12 years of high school. Now, I'm not discrediting all school. We have to learn to read and write. But there was never a class on how to make $5,000 a month from home. There was never a class on how to write ad copy, how to write ads that make people send you money. Now, why would you want to write an ad that made people send you money? To make money, right? Not everything is sold at a store or on television. You can sell things and products and services through the mail. Well, here's the thing. If you can do it through the mail, you can begin to set up systems and automations and automate the entire process. That was where my mind was going. You know, how hard is it to print a book? What does a book cost? A couple bucks to ship it out. A guy gives you $20 and then he gives you $99. So when I get back, I get in with this guy. Well, guess what comes after the $99? It was $4.99 or $5.99. Now I'm asked to join the MLM. And so I'm doing that. And I began this mentor process of figuring out how to put ads in front of the right people, point them to a message, capture their information, send them out some free information. Oh, and then if they didn't respond, follow up with the prospect. And this was all part of the personal development. As I began to develop myself, guess what? I began to believe in the process. I try to teach this idea to the people that I do business with, that it doesn't matter if you like network marketing. I don't care. I take the business to strangers, meaning I'm not trying to recruit my friends and family. While I'm working on a rental property, while I'm painting a door, while I'm mowing the yard, while I'm doing bubbles and bath with the kids, I got ads running all over America capturing the name and address of people who call in. I'm only looking for people who are looking for me. I didn't even talk to them. It was a recording. The recording captures who they are. They get databased, and letter packet number one goes out. Then letter packet number 2 goes out, and letter packet number 3 goes out, and letter packet number 4 goes out. See what I'm saying? And you go from zero money to asking for $5, $30, $99, $2.99, right? And then you say, well, there's this idea that if you help enough other people get what they want, if you solve a problem for other people, in other words, other people have this same problem. And so I began to build a business and develop a strategy where I could profit, they could profit, and we could recruit people without talking about people. So it was basically a way for people who hated MLM to do MLM. I took a business that I didn't like, and I became great at it. It's funny that Grant Cardone teaches this same strategy. He was a car salesman. He hated selling cars, but he decided one day that liking it wasn't a requirement to become great at it. And so I just made a conscious decision to become the greatest direct mail MLMer in history and to sell products to the people in that industry. And then I did my thing where I wrote the 2 cassettes in the book and charged, get it? And I took my mentor, I copied him, basically, of course, changing the products, and I wrote myself books. The books were written for me. The first book's called The Money Flow, and the first book was the architectural design of the marketing system, of the direct mail marketing system, where I would take my pitch, my message, put it in front of the right people. At the right time, they would call in, I'd capture their information, I'd put them into my computer system, and I would begin the process of taking a prospect to a fan, to a customer, to becoming a business partner. And I would walk them through what I call, quote, the money flow, unquote. And that was the first book. And I've sold, I don't know, north of 55,000 copies from mail, from home, while pursuing other things. I'm not sitting there doing this 8 hours a day. No, I'm taking the principles from the business. See, because within that business, within that structure of network marketing, I carried on the tradition that I had learned, this idea of self-help, this idea of self-education, of motivating oneself, of learning high-income skills like talking on the phone, following up, writing ad copy. I took this idea. These things are all things that I could teach myself, and the only reason I couldn't learn them is I just chose not to. And I decided to take something I didn't really like and decided to become great at it. And I just got up and spent time at it every single day, day after day. And everyone I've ever met in the field that I'm in, they'll tell you the same thing. It took me a year, 2 years to start making money. It took me a year, 2 years to start making money. I had to recruit like 100 people to get to 4 good people. And somewhere along the way, that industry got away from that. When the internet came out, everything became click of a mouse, get something for nothing. We see that. Look at Bitcoin. My God, you want to talk about something for nothing? It's not even real. And people invested in it and lost millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so human beings have a disease, this instant gratification, I want it now. And it's not just millennials, it's the baby boomers too. It's Generation X, Generation Y, and Z. Everyone's this way. Everyone's immature. Everyone wants it instantly. Everyone acts like a baby, and everyone is a snowflake, myself included. I whine and cry all the time, and I'm one of the toughest guys I know. Dude, I've run 112 marathons. It's pain. And I whine sometimes. And so I built this machine. And then I've spent the last 10 years of my life teaching it to people that don't actually want to learn. Making millions of dollars. And no one ever says, how do I do this? Now they do say, how can I do this without doing anything? How can I do this sooner than a year or two, Gerald? I get asked that all the time, and I don't know. And they always want certainty, like, if I run an ad, how much ROI will it produce? The internet, again, has messed up people's heads. It's messed up people's heads. Advertising isn't that certain, and people teaching that it is are lying. Because there's the residual effect of advertising. And then in addition to the residual effects, there becomes this concept and idea of branding. As you do something repetitively and people begin to see you and your picture and your logo and your name, and they see this consistency in your marketing, you begin to build momentum and you become a person of character and a person that it would perceive trustworthy. They must be good. They must know something. They've been doing it a long time. And nobody else in my industry has that. Like nobody. Like there's almost no human being who's been in the same thing for a decade. There is no stick and stay. It's an industry of slick talking gurus who hop from one deal to the next. You see it playing out on the internet, drop ship on Amazon. That's when it no longer works, folks. When you can buy real estate with zero down, that's when the shit doesn't work. That's why they're selling it to you. Called the cash out. You make a bunch of money doing it, then you go teach it to people when it doesn't work anymore because you need to make money. Because one of the confusing ideas of quote passive income, and I've created a lot of passive income. Passive doesn't mean permanent. Just because you get some passive income going doesn't mean it's going to keep going. This is the other thing that messes up people's minds in network marketing. Oh, I'm going to get in, I'm going to do it for a little bit, and then I'm not going to have to do anything, and I'm just going to get checks every month. It is complete nonsense. And yet it's perpetrated by people who jump from program to program to program, really perpetrated by the gurus who sit on the top preaching the crap. See, if the first program did the results that you're talking about, why are we talking about another one? Like, why does Ty Lopez have 10 different things? Because they all work a little bit. They all work a little bit. And right now, you have people getting rich on Facebook. You have young guys getting rich. I promise you, that'll end. And it's what did you do with the money while you were making it? See, that's the advantage I had. When I began to make money in network marketing, I didn't make a lot. I got to where I was making $4,000 or $5,000 a month. I had a downline of, 1,000, 2,000 people. I'm making some money, some solid money. I'm getting $3,000-$4,000 after I pay my bills, but I'm still working the J-O-B. So I take the $3,000 or $4,000 and I begin to apply the principles of the books they gave me. Think and Grow Rich, Science of Getting Rich. And I begin to invest like a rich person. And I begin to break away and build my own group and my own brand and write my own books to myself. Note to self, and then I crank out a book. Follow it, dummy. Me talking to me. And so I have. So for 18 years, I followed the principles that I wrote in the Money Flow. And in the Money Flow, I told people, you need to do three things. Only three things. One, start a home business or a side hustle. I'm assuming you have a job. Start a side hustle. Because the trick to money is having money. The trick to money is having money you don't need. Because the money you don't need can be invested and grow. But when you're living paycheck to paycheck, you can't break that cycle. So the first thing you got to do if you're living paycheck to paycheck is break that cycle. You've got to get a wedge between you and the end of the month. You need at least $1,000 that's not accountable for. Because that's the money that you could do the affiliate program. Or you could stack up and buy the real estate. Or you could set aside and start that business. Whatever it is. But you need that money. You can't do it on freaking pennies. And people do, though. They go program the idea to program the idea, spending fucking pennies. Pennies over and over and over, never acquiring higher income skills. And yet all they have to do, literally everyone, since I've been teaching this since 2008, start a side business hustle. Roll that money into stocks and real estate. I've been saying this every freaking day for anyone who will listen. And I've sold 55,000 books. How many of those people you think read it, evaluated that, and considered it? How many times have you bought a book and not actually applied any of the information in it? This is most people. I was that person. So the moment you decide to stop doing that, to stop this nonsense of pursuit, oh, I want to do what I love. No, You need to do what you need to do. You need to be investigating, what do you need to do to make more money? So you're making 12 bucks an hour doing this, doing that. I really don't care about your sad ass story, why that is, because it's a freaking lie. Because I really literally took junk paper, junk mail. People mailed me their stupid ideas and programs, and I took it and I laid it out in front of me. And then I started buying courses of people in that industry, and I found one who became my mentor, and I just watched. And then I began to pull my paper and pencil out, and I began to write sales letters. I began to write postcards for fun. For fun. Over and over and over. And I began to write follow-up letters, and I began to create these things that I called the money flow. And then I pushed them out into the universe, and I've mailed millions and millions and millions of pieces of paper all over the country, selling books and leads, promoting MLMs. And almost all of it from home, while doing other things. And yet I meet people, I'm broke, I don't have enough money, I can't do it. And then I show them a way, and they don't do it. Why? And it's not just my way. I'm sure there's been a dozen people show you a way, and you got the information, and you chose not to apply it. Why? Why? I have people who have direct access to me. I have an opportunity that could change their life. Because listen, it's not about making $100,000. If you figure out a way to make an extra $20,000 a year on the side while you do your job and it doesn't take you that long, you don't tell me that couldn't change your life. The way I became a millionaire wasn't making $1 million. It was generating $3,000 to $5,000 a month that I didn't need. That my job paid our bills, my wife's job paid our bills. I now had $5,000 a month I didn't need. And I began to study, what do rich people do with money they don't need? Teaching the same exact thing I do every day. You can find someone who can do it flashier and better, and all of that, and I'm sure they'll charge you more, and you can do that with them. I'm sure there are, there's a lot of them, man.